KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, it's partly cloudy here in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 84, currently 72 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by Meyer and Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Authorities say three Northwest Iowa girls who were the subject of an Amber Alert Tuesday are safe, but the search for the girls' biological mother continues. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Authorities say at about 7:30 yesterday morning, 26-year-old Danica Noel Arzaga abducted her 8-year-old twins and 4-year-old daughter from a relative's home in Royal. Royal is a small community near Spencer. An Amber Alert for the girls was issued Tuesday afternoon. Authorities announced at about 9 p.m. last night that the Amber Alert was canceled. The girls had been found in Sanborn. Sanborn is about 26 miles away from Royal, and authorities say the girls were abandoned there by their biological mother. Investigators believe she's still driving a 2004 maroon-colored Cadillac with an Iowa license plate. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And the Amber Alert was immediately picked up by broadcasters and other media yesterday, but officials say technical issues delayed delivery of text messages to cell phones for a few hours. Police in Creston late Tuesday morning arrested 24-year-old Zachary Chumley of Creston. Chumley was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a charge of criminal mischief in the fifth degree. He was released from custody soon thereafter on a promise to appear in court. A Red Oak man was arrested Tuesday afternoon on a Montgomery County warrant for failure to appear and contempt of court. Red Oak police say 54-year-old Michael Robert Ransom was taken into custody a little after 2 p.m. Tuesday and brought to Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $1,000. Authorities of the Harlan Police Department released a report on arrests yesterday. Last Saturday, they said 42-year-old John Harry Sackow of Denison was arrested following a report of a disturbance at the Shelby County Fairgrounds. Sackow was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with assault, causing bodily injury. Also arrested last Saturday in Harlan was 47-year-old Brian Knudsen of Harlan. Knudsen was taken into custody following a traffic stop and charged with driving under suspension. On September 14th, following a traffic stop, Harlan police arrested 39-year-old Patrick Hallis of Harlan for driving while barred, failure to provide proof of security against liability, and operating a non-registered vehicle. And on September the 12th, 39-year-old Atem Manuel Anyon of Denison was arrested following a report of a disturbance in the 1800 block of Lincoln Avenue. Anyon was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with public intoxication. A Council Bluffs man faces an attempted murder charge for allegedly trying to run over a police officer in an attempt to escape authorities. 27-year-old Jamie Kennedy was arrested September 12th in connection to the June 2nd incident. He was being held without bond in the Pottawatomie County Jail. Police say officers recognized Kennedy and one of them pulled out into his cruiser into the driveway where Kennedy was parked. Another officer in plain clothes but with a badge visible approached Kennedy and ordered him out of the car. Police say Kennedy intentionally turned his truck toward the officer and accelerated at him. The officer jumped out of the way. Kennedy had several warrants for his arrest at the time. It's not the first run-in Kennedy has had with Bluffs police. In November of 2013, a report about a stolen car from rural Mills County resulted in Kennedy being taken into custody on suspicion of first-degree theft, eluding police, a warrant for a probation violation, and a host of other traffic violations. That arrest occurred following a pursuit that ended with him fleeing a disabled stolen car and running into the Missouri River before he was ordered out of the river by a canine unit. The Iowa Transportation Commission on Tuesday approved more than $6.8 million in funding for 60 new transit vehicles that will replace vehicles that are past their useful life. The funds are granted through the Federal Transit Administration Bus and Bus Facilities Formula Program and the Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality Improvement Program. Vehicle replacement projects were ordered for 19 urban and rural public transit systems. Included among them were the following transit programs based out of Atlantic and Creston. Region 13 Atlantic, 4 light-duty buses with video surveillance systems for a cost of $344,000, 292 of which is the federal participation, at $292,000, I should say. In Region 14 in Creston, they get 1 light-duty bus with a video surveillance system with a total cost of $90,000. $76,500 of that is federal participation. Iowa has public transit in all 99 counties. For more information on public transit, you can go to www.iowadot.gov/transit. Also in the news, Iowans with a passion for the rights of those with developmental disabilities are gathered in Moravia to discuss topics including new state policies that impact their lives, money management, and coping with the challenges inherent with intellectual and physical disabilities. Rick Shannon, public policymaker for the Iowa Developmental Disabilities Council, says he hopes the three-day Make Your Mark self-advocacy conference achieves one overarching purpose.
Mobilizes Iowans with disabilities as advocates and as included and contributing members of the communities that they live in.
Approximately 350,000 Iowans have some sort of disability. Shannon says there is strength in those numbers, and he argues that if those individuals harness their collective voices, they can be more effectively advocate for change that allows them to live independently and effectively. Shannon says they'll look at new policies and regulations that define where it's permissible for states to pay for Medicaid Home and Community-Based Services, or HCBS.
Others of our sessions are intended to build or enhance skills that contribute to successful community living, and as a result of that, greater independence.
Shannon says some of those skills are very basic, but yet vital. The ability to cope with stress and to build confidence are among them. That is a check of our news this morning, brought to you this hour by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.